Hi, it's Dave Gibson, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Met her in Austin, she was totally awesome. She had a Western drawl, she was pure Texas, y'all. Said her name was Eileen, she hailed from Abilene. She'd been known to drink a few and show off her Texas tattoo. And you'd run a whole load to Dallas, spend the night in San Antonio, reach Amarillo by morning. All the cowboys want a view of her Texas tattoo. She'd call you bluff, but this lady was tough. Yes, she'd slap you silly if you didn't like Willie. She had eyes blue as that Texas sky, and if the key is what she ordered, you might make it to the border and hope you could hold on to Dallas. Spend the night in San Antonio. His tattoo.
I'm still at the hotel, and another guy that we've been listening to all this last year is Dave Gibson. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Lee. Appreciate it, bud.
No, we used to play you a long time ago with the Gibson Miller Band,
right, yeah.
But now you're doing your own thing?
Yeah, I've been doing my own thing for, the band split up in 94, so from then I've been doing production, I've been writing and doing my own artistry, and it's been great. Absolutely.
Because you've had some music out here over the last 18 months, 2 years, and one of those was the Frog Song, which caused a lot of interest.
Yeah, that song I wrote kind of out of frustration. One time I was at this company I was writing at, and they were saying that I wasn't writing commercial enough songs. So I got pretty mad about that, and I walked out on the deck and had my guitar, and I said, I'm going to write a song, and I don't care if anybody ever records it or not. And then about that time, there's a little frog jump up on the deck. This is the story I tell. And it turns out to be the guy that I write the song with, a little guy named Frank. So Frank the Frog and I wrote this crazy song. Everybody loves it. It's one of my most requested songs. You know, and it went to 4 weeks at number one on a Hot Disc chart.
Well, that's right, and we played it a lot, and it's just people kept requesting it.
That's awesome, yeah. That's one of my favorite songs that people just, you know, they really love it. It was prophetic in my life. I didn't know it at the time. Hi, it's Dave Gibson, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Met an old frog sitting on the riverbank.
croaking out a song that sounded cool. He caught a fly, then he caught my eye, said his name was Frank. He said, man, you sure look blue. Said, I just came here to think a while. Forget about a girl I once knew. Well, he jumped up on a stump, then I saw him smile. Said, you ain't the only one to ever lose. 'Cause I used to be a prince, I used to be the king of my own middle pad, on a quiet mountain stream, till a young maid came and kissed me in a twisted tale gone wrong. Yeah, I used to be a prince, now I'm just a frog. He said, I met her in a bar called Waterhole. Sally Mander was her name. She was dancing with some horny toad. Oh man, she took my breath away. She swam home with me that night, and we were married in the spring. But a leap year later, she hopped a flight, met that toad in New Orleans. Yeah, I used to be a prince, I used to be the king of my own little pad, on a quiet mountain stream, till that young maid came and kissed me in a twisted tale gone wrong. Yeah, I used to be a prince, now I'm just a frog, sitting on a log, singing a song for me and you. We both loved and we both lost, through it all, one thing is true. There's more fish in the sea, and more frogs in the stream. And I said, so much for princes and so much for kings. We're just two friends sitting on a riverbank talking about history. I don't know about you, but as far as me, I'm kind of glad she's gone. If I had to be her prince, if I had to be her prince, I'd rather be a frog. How about you, dog? Just two frogs sitting on a log singing a song. Yeah. We're just two frogs sitting on a log singing a song.
So you've got a new album out for the UK?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good and getting better. Yep. And I'm on Wright Recordings, and I'm really excited about that, and glad to be over here. It's the first time in many, many years that I've been here, and the first time I've really gotten to play and do a lot of things that I feel like are going to promote the album. So I'm really excited.
So what's your plan? You had so many hits. Name me some of those hits from the Gibson Miller Band.
The Gibson Miller Band, we were very fortunate to have a couple of top tens, High Rollin', Texas Tattoo, and Big Heart was our first single, and we were on Sony Music, Epic Records. And we had Stone Cold Country, and then we did a version of Mama's Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be a Cowboys, which was as Waylon Jennings put it, he heard it and loved it. He says, I don't ever do that song, Hoss. He says, I don't ever do it anymore. I'm tired of it. But he said, I love your version. So we actually started doing the song the way we did it, because we did it in 4/4 time instead of 3/4 time. And so that was a big compliment for him to do that. He'd do it in back-to-back with Good Hearted Woman. So that... we won the Academy of Country Music Award in 93 for the Best New Group for the ACMs. So that was a big, big thrill.
So what made the band split?
Well, I at that point in time, I wanted to pursue my own thing. I wanted to get back to writing songs and having, because I had a bunch of hits with other people before that, and it was just a time in my life where I felt like I needed to change. And that's I left the band, and we're still friends, and we're doing some things together. I'm still writing with Blue, my old partner, and we're okay. I'm doing what I want to do now, and if I don't love it, I don't do it.
That's good. I mean, any thoughts of like doing a few reunion concerts? Gone and Shannon Tour got back together after 17 years, and quite a few of them have done that.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a festival in outside of Zurich on the 24th of this month, and that was supposed to be with the Gibson Miller Band, but it turned out that we couldn't all make it. So everybody is up for that. You know, I mean. We'll figure it out. Everybody's doing other things now, but the band definitely could definitely happen.
Are you still writing for other people, or are you just doing your own thing?
No, absolutely. I'm writing. I write almost every day, sometimes twice, three times a day. when I first came to Nashville, I came as a singer-songwriter and ended up being a songwriter-singer. For 10 years, I was still trying to get a record deal, but it took me 10 years really to kind of build my my reputation as a writer, and then finally doing the thing with the Gibson Miller Band. But I'm constantly working on new songs, and I've got a song on hold right now with a couple of guys there in Nashville that are pretty hot right now. So I'm. I won't say anything about it because I don't want to jinx it. But but I do have two songs on Alabama's new record, the Southern Drawl album, a song called American Farmer, and I forget the name of the other one. I forget it. But I got two songs on that album, and I'm excited about those guys. I'm still writing a lot with Teddy Gentry, the bass player. And so, and producing a new guy named Gabriel Wren, who has we're doing a duet on my album, actually. He's an ex-military guy that sings great, and he's a really good writer, and I'm excited about that, too.
Good. Let me have some of those titles of songs that you've just written for other people yourselves that you've had hits with.
Okay. The beginning of my career was Steve Warner. My first hit was a song called Midnight Fire, and he also did a song called Heart Trouble. And then my first number one was If It Don't Come Easy with Tanya Tucker. And then Confederate Railroad picked up two of my songs, Daddy Never Was a Cadillac Kind and Queen of Memphis. And then Alabama did their biggest song, actually, was 4 weeks at number one, and that was In the Corner of My Mind is a Jukebox, and it stands a jukebox, and it's playing all my favorite memories, and that was a huge one for me. And anyway, you can sing along with me.
In the corner of my mind stands a jukebox, and it's playing all my favorite memories. One by one, they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this jukebox in my mind. Well, I don't need no quarters. I don't need any dimes. You filled it up forever when you said goodbye. You know I love old melodies. They were meant to ease the pain. But the kind that's playing on my mind are driving me insane. And in the corner of my mind stands a jukebox. It's playing all my favorite memories. One by one, they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this jukebox in my mind.
Uh-huh.
Song my song, they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this juice. I can't stop this jukebox. No, I can't stop. Well, the jukebox finally stopped, y'all. And when the jukebox stops, you know, what do? Put another quarter in. That's the part I like the best. In my mind.
What's the new single?
The new single is Summertime. Yeah, it's a song about summertime down in Perdido Key, and it's the Redneck Riviera down in the States off of Florida and Alabama. And it's just a really, really fun song. I think everybody will love that. Yeah.
Well, Dave, it's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Good luck for this trip that you're here, and we'll see you again.
Yeah, I'll be back. Hi, it's Dave Gibson, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Somewhere south of Mobile, a full tank of gas in my ragtop, 69 Oldsmobile, a buddy of mine and some girls we know, they're headed down to the Gulf of Mexico. Can't think of any place I'd rather be, young and crazy. Curls. I'd rather be on Perdido Key, checking out them Pensacola girls. Riviera, redneck, and Barbie and Ken are drinking six to the hanging ten. You see them every Saturday night with their Bigfoot tires and their four-wheel drives. Going where the summertime never ends. Summertime never ends.